Totnes Breakfast.
Good morning and welcome to the full Totnes Breakfast on Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM with me, Peter Shearn. Thank you for tuning in. And it's Friday morning, so it's the 14th of May. We're live and it's the Friday feeling this morning with Hugh Nankivell, who is currently writing a song with a colleague. So we might have two people working on this song this morning. We'll find out more about that later. And, of course, Katie Whitehouse, who will also be joining us, and she's chosen the music for this morning. So, what's going to be going down? Well, that's going to be going down. That's what's going to be occurring. Now then, the weather. Ooh, crikey, looks grim out there, doesn't it? Let's have a look at what it says here. A cloudy start with cloud gradually lifting through the day to allow for afternoon sunny spells. Scattered showers remain possible throughout, but these less frequent than recently. Scattered showers less frequent. Feeling warmer than yesterday, but becoming breezy, especially in Cornwall. I just lost the thread of that as I was reading it. It's sort of strangely written. Showers clear east through the evening this evening, and cloud builds ahead of a band of more organised rain. I like that. Organised rain. Heavy in places that moves over the region from the southwest overnight. Winds strengthening. Minimum temperature 8 degrees centigrade. So it's pretty grim. Pretty grim at the moment. And let's zoom in on this chart a second and see what it actually says for Totnes. And every time I move in on it, it disappears. There we go. Let's zoom in a little bit more. I'm doing this obviously as a talk, which is a bit rubbish, I accept. Not actually raining at the moment, according to the map. It does look like it sort of clears today. Oh, but yeah, 4 o'clock might be a slamming down rain. Who knows? It's going to be like this all day. That's what we know. Now then, what's been going on? All sorts of things have been going on. Obviously, we're keeping, we can't keep away from watching what's going on over in Israel and Gaza. But Monday morning, we'll be joined by Nick Bilbra, who has a very deep connection with the Gaza Strip and Palestinians. And we will also be speaking to someone from Palestine on the show live. So, going to be an interesting show, to say the least, on Monday. But in the meantime, in the UK, we have issues of our own. Not anything like that, of course. But big applause for the people of Glasgow yesterday, because they stood around and refused to allow two people to be deported who were put in a van. And the in Kenmure Street in Glasgow's south side, a Home Office van containing two Indian people was just prevented from functioning, from moving. A huge crowd turned up to surround it, making it unable to move. And the two people who were due to be deported were removed from the van and allowed to go. Now, obviously, it's a temporary measure, I suppose. I can't imagine the lovely Priti Patel sitting by and letting that happen. I would imagine that, I really hope there won't be repercussions, but it's the sort of thing you can imagine repercussions occurring with. It's an extraordinary sight in the UK to have people power very effectively preventing this sort of thing happening. And it's refreshing and good news, and it shows that it can be done. Non-violent protest is currently a thing, and let's hope that the one of the repercussions isn't that our freedoms are curtailed and we will not be allowed to protest anymore. We'll see how that pans out, but good on Glasgow, showing the way for the rest of the country. Big applause for them. from me anyway. That's my view on it. Anyway, it's the Friday Feeling today, and we'll be joined by Katie Whitehouse, and she's picked out some tunes for us, and I listened to this one because it's got a swear in it, but it's not a bad swear, so we're going to let it go. This is The Bushiest of Beards.
Gonna name a star, gonna learn how to ride a horse bareback. I'm gonna drink lots of beer, stop shaving for a year, gonna run round naked on a racing track.
Bushiest of Beards by Jess McAllister. Jess McAllister. Good morning. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed.
Good.
Jess McAllister, why have you picked Jess?
Well, I've picked most of the tracks today because they are artists who are performing at the Great Lawn Sessions 2, which is the second series of fantastic outdoor gigs that Christian Murison and I, as the Blackbird White House, are putting on at the great outside the Great Hall in Dartington, or outside the White Hart, really, on that magnificent lawn. Starting next week, running every Thursday from 7:30 till 9:30, but come early because there's going to be some kind of festival style food available and drinks. And yeah, Jess is one of the artists that Christian and I really have been looking to book for a long time. And sometimes you're continuously trying to find a date. And of course, dates got fewer and further between. Mm. So we're really glad that she's one of the acts who's going to be joining us on one of these Thursday sessions. And I picked this particular song. I mean, it's actually her latest release, The Bushiest of Beards. It's a brilliant single. It's actually it's a revenge story. She wanted to tell about a man that bullied her for a prolonged period of her life, which stripped her of self-esteem. And this is a message that she just wanted to deliver to anyone who's ever held that feeling and felt unworthy because of what someone else has done, eroding their self-belief. And but in typical Jess McAllister style, she adds humour and it makes the song easier to listen to. And I really advise you, whether or not you've been through that experience, it's really a message that everyone should listen to. But the video she's made is just full of her real trademark humour and quirkiness. I think she's just absolutely amazing. Got a fantastic, free-spirited, yet nostalgic feel to her songs and her songwriting. I think she's gutsy, rhythmic. You know, there's a bit of folk, rock, pop in there. Real amazing mix. And she makes her videos herself. And I think that message is great. And it's a great song. Yeah. And I'm sorry about the swear word, but I would say, given the message she's delivering, it's appropriate.
It's in context, it's absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. No, it's just we've got a thing on my playlist system which stops rude words being said on the and it stops me from playing them. But I think that's context, isn't it? That's fine.
Oh, so do you mean you overrode the bleep?
I did. Yeah.
I love it. And I think that message is worthy of that. And Jess will be pleased. Yes. I'm pleased.
It makes
me want to say the word now.
It does, doesn't it? But I don't think it's not an issue. It's not that bad a word. The BBC would put that on nowadays. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, they probably love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd include the song because of it.
But it's an interesting subject and one that is worth further analysis by people generally, because it's one of those subtle cruelties that can be done on people you don't even know it's being done to you. It's quite insidious.
That's a very good word for it. It is subtle. It happens so cleverly that the person who it's been done to doesn't even realise. And, you know, looking back, they can see the picture clearly, but at the time, I think you're made to feel that you are in the wrong, that you are the bad person in such a clever way that, you lose your... Once you've lost your sense of self-belief, you're spinning really without anything to...
It's one of those things where you would have friends probably telling you that someone is doing this to you, yet for some reason you manage to blank it out yourself if it is being
done to you. Well, you constantly find reasons to justify what's going on until it's too late. It's good to whatever was going on for Jess that she got out of it. It's also interesting. I think I've been talking a lot about this with various people in the music, in the folk world this week and last week, well, forever really, about how for women you're fighting against, you know, hundreds of years of patriarchy that is insidious in everyday life and the way that girls are brought up. I'm sure you've heard this research about, and this is, you know, a really deep, in-depth study where if a man looks at a job description, if he can do 30% of it, he thinks, great, I've got enough to go for that job. And if a woman looks at that same job description and can do 90% of it, she may well think, I'm not going to, I won't, I'll never get that job because I can't do every single thing on the list. And that is, this is a generalization in a way, but it's actually every day. That's what everyday life is like.
Yes.
For women, because you're fighting against your, the way you've brought up to feel sort of not good enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's as simple as that. We have to fight harder, try harder, be braver.
Well, it's interesting looking back to the 70s and seeing TV programs from the 70s. It's very revealing the improvements that have been made since then have been dramatic, but we're still not there yet. And but it is really fascinating to see attitudes to race and gender from the 70s TV programs, especially comedies. It's excruciating.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, yes, I know. And that was just on TV every day and
yeah,
in common parlance. But, you know, it's still, as you say, we're not there yet. And people still think like that. And a lot of people. And that's what we're fighting against. And you're just, I loved the story you were just telling about the van in Glasgow. In actual fact, that Glasgow street is where Boo Hewerdine lives, and I caught on Instagram last night, he was talking about how he'd watched that happening, you know.
Wow.
in his very street. He probably got out there himself. I mean, he was just saying he could see it happening, and then he probably got out there. But that's a tale of, you know, human good, isn't it, that we need to hang on to. And that actually leads me really well into the next track. We're so happy, and Christian also, to have been able to book Tobias Ben Jacob for one of these nights up at the Great Lawn. And his latest album, which actually is only his second solo album, Refuge. If you haven't listened to it, I think it came out at the very end of last year. And it was one of those albums I put on. I knew I needed to listen on headphones, because it's produced by John Elliott of Little Unsaid, and that kind of production you've got to really listen to, really, really appreciate and listen to, because it's worth it. So I put my headphones on, I listened to the album, I listened to it again, and I listened to it again. And that doesn't happen very often. I do listen to albums three times always, but not often in a row like that. I got completely absorbed. And A Refuge is about... it's songs about telling the stories of, you know, some of the nearly 80 million people around the world who are displaced. And all of them, of course, have their unique story, and of different story of with its own hallmark of desperation, bravery, maybe hope for a better life, just a life, staying alive, maybe. But Tobias Ben Jacob is a really skillful songwriter, and he took accounts from various refugees, and he wove them into songs. And what Refuge is a gathering together of snapshots of lives torn apart. And the track that I've picked is actually the opening track of the album. And have a listen. It's really touching. It's called A Bird Made Out of Clay.
Somewhere across the world is a better place. story in the news or a number in a database. I know somewhere across the water is a better place. Never needed to believe that life is a fairy tale. If there really was a choice, I'd never have set sail. No, I had as lost a simple dream I chased somewhere across the water. To
Made Out of Clay by Tobias Ben Jacob, and you were saying that he's in Poland right now.
I think he's living mostly in Poland at the moment, but back for a bit in the summer touring, and so we were lucky enough to catch him on a good date, and I'm really looking forward to it. He's playing solo, and I've seen him before with Lucas Drinkwater, but actually I've been watching him Tobias solo on he's done some beautiful online gigs, really, really beautiful. He really holds the space well on his own.
Wow.
Actually, I did see him solo at Folk Expo as well a couple of years ago up in Manchester, and there's an atmosphere to what he writes and how he brings it to you that is really captivating. I'm not surprised that I know that some of his music has been used for films. And it doesn't surprise me at all. So atmospheric.
So if he's coming over from Poland, where's he going to stay when he comes over here?
I've no idea. He's probably got family to stay with, or maybe he'll just have to stay in a tent. I don't know.
Was a cue. That was, Katie.
Oh, I see.
Dear God.
I just always automatically assume you're having a go at me. I don't know why.
The team is falling apart here.
This is actually what it's like being a woman, Peter. You just have to forgive me. Forgive me. You caught me on a vulnerable morning. But yeah, that does lead me into the first of two tracks called Home. They're both from artists who are going to be playing at the Great Lawn Sessions. And it's actually quite by chance that obviously they've both written a song. What's a song's called Home. But it's so fitting to play them after that extraordinary track of Tobias's. The first Home was written and recorded by a Plymouth artist called Alex Hart, who I've just only recently got to know. She is a country folk artist, and she'd been a professional musician for 15 years. I don't know how I've missed her, because she's really, really good. It was Christian who brought me to her attention a couple of weeks ago, and we've snapped her up for a session. And I was listening to her her most recent release, which is an EP of three tracks, and I picked this one. It's very touching. She says, "Home was written about my mum wanting me to come home for the summer because she missed me." And then listening to Tobias's record, it just struck me, not for the first time, and then reading what Boo was saying about what was happening in Glasgow last night, how lucky are we to have somewhere that we can call home? Sorry, I'm going to cry. You better play the record.
Alex Hart, and we were just reading about Alex's work drying up for 2020. I see she was going on tour with Martin Barr from Jethro Tull, very good guitarist, and Seth Lakeman.
Lateman, yeah.
Yeah, but ends up working in a call centre for the next few months. What a strange world we live in.
There is and I think that, yeah, exactly. And Tobias Ben-Jacob, I think he's been working, you know, doing building work and stuff. And, you know, I think I when I went to Beardy Folk Festival last summer, which was the only festival I think that ran, that perfect, beautiful, sparsely spaced out, exquisite folk festival. Almost every single musician who came onto that massive stage just kind of stood there for a minute and just told a little tiny story about what they'd been doing. And some of them, most of them had felt that they weren't musicians anymore because they hadn't been able to do it. And it was incredibly moving. And I remember when the Great Lawn Session started up last September, you know, people's faces when Harbottle and Jonas started playing the first song of that first gig. That was incredible. You know, people were crying, you know, silently crying, just sitting and sobbing because they'd missed human connection and they'd missed live music so much. So I'm really looking forward to Alex coming, and I think that song is really beautiful. And of course I said, well, how lucky are we to have a home to go to, thinking, you know, that is what she was talking about, her mum wanting her to come home. But Alex probably wasn't even able to go home. So, you know, so many people haven't been able to go home, and, you know, home wherever that is and whatever it means to you. And it leads perfectly into the next song, also called Home, which is by Rainy Day Woman. They are a Plymouth duo, young Plymouth duo, who are absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And this is a title track of their most recent EP release, and it was inspired in response to, I don't know if you've seen it, the BAFTA-winning Academy Award-nominated documentary film for Sama, which is a really intimate and epic journey into a female experience of war. It's effectively a love letter from a young mother to her daughter, and it tells the story of Wahed al-Khatib's life through 5 years of the uprising in Aleppo in Syria, as she falls in love, gets married, gives birth to her daughter, all while there's cataclysmic conflict rising around her. And she captured this, you know, the documentary herself, you know, stories of loss, laughter, survival, you know, whether or not her impossible choice, whether should she flee the city to protect her daughter's life, you know, her baby, or, you know, if she left, then that means she was abandoning the struggle for freedom, which she'd already sacrificed so much for. But anyway, I really recommend watching the documentary, and I won't do a spoiler, but Rainy Day Woman was inspired to write this song
from Home, before Sama.
It opens really gentle and tender, and it ushers in an incredible story, and their voices are beautiful. So let's have a listen to another Home.
To go, got no place to go.
once called home. But for now, I sing this song and pray we find a place where she can speak and I can walk the streets so unafraid. Now I see
Home by Rainy Day Woman, and that's a duo, you were saying. They're lovely,
yeah,
harmonies doing that.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful harmonies, and I love the sparseness of that, of what they've done with that song. You can listen to the story, you can explore it, can't you, and just find your own response without being overwhelmed with too much.
That's always the thing, isn't it, when you record a piece of music and you think, oh, that needs a bit extra. And then you keep layering in new stuff and you end up with this mush of sound. You think, oh, hang on a minute, I've gone too far.
I know people who are guilty of that. But I'm all for just stripping everything back bare, you know, strip it back, strip it bare. Let's hear the bones of it and flesh it out yourself. Because otherwise you leave the listener nothing to do.
That's an interesting way of putting it. You should run a music writing workshop.
Oh yeah, what, called Company of Song? Yeah. How about that?
How about Let's doing do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Call it stripping it bare.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be Are you going to do workshops again when all this settles down?
Yeah, we've got Reg's next real life workshop is planned in Halsey in Somerset in January. I hope to do a few things before that, but I'm going to continue some of the online stuff because that's the beauty of this is that you know, the Company of Song songwriting retreats and workshops that I've run with Dan Whitehouse and with Reg and Finn Napier, they've brought in participants from all over the world, and no one's had to get on a plane, and they've gone really well. We've had amazing feedback. So I same with Reg's online gigs. I think he's going to carry on doing like maybe four a year, because an international community has been born that like each other and like meeting and being able to interact in that way. And you know, it would cost a bloody fortune. It would cost the earth a bloody fortune in oil, to fly these people around. And so, yes, but carrying on with the workshops live and online. Sure. So, the next song we're going to play is one of the other good things that's come out of this is collaboration. And, this next song, which is appropriately named In the Rain, because if you're listening, Dot, if you're in Devon, you'll know that it's raining, been raining quite a lot. And so I thought, what a beautiful time to play this brand new release, which is actually the lyrics were written by Paul Ilechko. and the music was written by David Artu, so he's a songwriter I know really well. And he gave the song to David Harbottle and Freya Jonas, and they along with Annie Bayliss, have made this beautiful recording.
Okay.
Called In the Rain.
Billy was flying, his head on the verge of exploding. Clouds overhead were turning to grey and then black. In hope of a better life, he left the child on a northbound train. Now he was lonesome.
In the Rain by, well, a group of people. Can you sum up who they were, Katie?
I will. So the words were written by Paul Alechko and Dave Artus, who is a lovely singer-songwriter who I know from Reg's workshops, and also he helps run Uxbridge Folk Club. He put it to a tune. Then they sent that to Dave and Freya, Harbottle and Jonas, and said, do you fancy doing an arrangement of this? So they joined up with Annie Bayliss on fiddle and harmonies, and arranged, did this, produced and arranged this beautiful song in the rain. And I was just, I brought it along because it's just released and it's a wonderful demonstration of collaborations that would not have happened were it not for lockdown.
Yeah. So bonuses, the bonus, the coronavirus bonus, as we would call it here in the household of my house. But the, we are joined.
You've got to answer that gold, haven't you? But it's there.
We're joined by Hugh Nankerville and Robin this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Well, where are you at the moment?
We're in Grosmont in Monmouthshire today, which is where Robin lives.
Okay, beautiful place. Yeah.
Very beautiful. Yeah, I can see the castle out of the window as I sit here, because Robin lives just behind it.
Right, so actually, I think I know that castle. I think I know a pub near... Is there... Name a pub underneath the castle. Is it called the Castle by any chance?
The pub is called the Angel.
The Angel.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It's not...
Which, the yeah. pub is sits above the church, and I've always assumed that's why it's called the Angel.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. So what have you written us? Between the two of you, since about 7:15 this morning, you've been writing us a song.
Yeah, and last night, just a little thing to say, we were reading for the first time in our lives the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam.
Like you
and
do.
And we were discovering about the Rubai poetry form, which is quite interesting because the rhyme scheme is A-A-B-A. So there's lots of rhymes, so that, you know, it goes like that. And we decided last night, whatever song we did, we was going to try and use that form, which was kind of an interesting restriction. So it's three verses in Rubaiyat form. And so therefore it's got a kind of Levantine sort of approach to the sound world, where I'm also playing a balalaika that is in Robin's house, that Robin's mother, Angela, bought for Robin's son. Is that right, Robin?
Stepmother.
Your stepmother, yeah. And it's been living in Robin's house and not being very used. So we decided to kind of make it a bit of a kind of Middle Eastern sound world, which we've kind of really enjoyed. And then the story was one about a fire in Chicago.
Yes, and the chief of the fire team was called Larry Langford, and he was videoing the building, you know, to assess what was going on. And then... well, the song tells what happens next. I don't want to issue a spoiler by describing it, but I thought I'd mention that Larry Langford is the fire chief.
Well, yes. A name check is always good. And it's when we put this on the show, he can listen to it later, can't he? All we have to do is advise him that he's had a song made out of him.
Yes.
And should we play it now? Because we've got to get on with this. One Bounce Here.
Chicago fire on the fifth floor. A video made of the exterior. A black cat appeared through thick black smoke. Testing the ledge with its two front paws. Eight onlookers gasped as the feline fell.
The fire
missing a wall, then landing well.
The fire
on all four paws on a patch of grass.
The fire
five floors down from the fiery hell. Larry Langford, the fireman chief. One fire, one ledge, one fall, one bounce.
Relief.
Nine lives of relief. One bounce, one bounce.
One Bounce by Hugh Nankerville and Robin. What's his surname, Robin?
Robin Tebbutt.
Robin Tebbutt. Well, thank you for doing that. You've got to have a full credit because you've written half of that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. And you recorded that on the microphone of your laptop, you say?
That's right, I did. It seemed to work quite well, didn't it?
It worked very, very well. Yeah, laptops have come on quite a long way. Well, we have run right into the end of the show between all of us.
Wow.
So I think what we need to do is very quickly from Katie, tell us about the song we're going to play out with, because we've got to make way for Julie Mullen, and it's a very important show for Julie today.
Is it her last show?
It is her last show, yes.
So good. I've been listening to quite a lot. It's lovely that we can catch up as well. I mean, so rich. This last song is Exeter band Pattern Pusher. They're a three piece and a kind of really energetic funk soul band, and they are. This is their latest single. They were being very busy during lockdown, writing and getting signed. They've written and recorded their debut album, and this is the first single from it. And it's
fantastic.
Called Come Along.
Come Along. We'll have that in a moment. Thank you, Katie, for joining us this morning, and Robin and Hugh. And thank you for your song this morning. It's remarkable again, as always.
Well, thank you. Well, lovely to be with you. We're not on next week, are we?
I do need to say one thing, that almost all the music that we've played today is from artists who are going to appear at the Great Lawn Sessions. And I'm pleased to announce that Trio of Men, Hugh's trio, will be performing live.
Ah,
at Great Lawn Sessions.
Yes.
Hooray.
Hurrah. So, no, that's good. Well, it's all in the family. Yeah. Do stay tuned for Julie Mullen, a woman on a mission with a dusty donut, as she says. It's her last show today, so it's an important one. And the last of the cake hole. Very sad, but compulsory listening. So, Pattern Pusher, Come Along. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week.